Ezequiel,
would you come and read Romans 4, 1 through 8? Hermano Ezequiel va a leer Romanos 4, 1, el 8.
Romans 4, 1 through 8. What then shall we say was gained by Abraham, our forefather, according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not for God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. Now to the one who works, his wages are not counted as a gift, but as his due. And to the one who does not work, but believes in him, who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness, just as David also speaks of the blessing of the one to whom God counts righteousness. Apart from works, blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord will not count his sin.
Testing, 1, 2, okay. Good morning. Hoy día estamos en Romanos 4, 1, el 8, como hermano Ezequiel ha leído. Where today we're in Romans 4, 1 through 8, as brother Ezequiel read. And we have a question. Y tenemos una pregunta. How was Abraham justified? Or how was Abraham made righteous? Or made perfect in God's sight? Tenemos una pregunta. ¿Cómo fue Abraham justificado o como hecho perfecto en los ojos de Dios? No estamos hablando de una justicia de balance, no. Estamos hablando de cómo Dios ve a Abraham sin pecado. Y la siguiente pregunta, and there's a following question, by works or by faith? Ezekiel, was it by works or by faith? And that's the question. Tenemos la pregunta, ¿por obras o por fe? ¿Por obras o por fe? Por fe. We have an illustration. Tenemos una ilustración. So Ezekiel, if you were to mow the grass, let's say you were going to do a chore that you normally wouldn't do. And somebody said, we're going to pay you for doing that. What do you deserve? Do you deserve your wage? Should you receive what you, like, do you deserve that if you do your job? Okay, you deserve your wage. Si uno hace un trabajo y tiene un acuerdo con el jefe o patrón que van a pagar por el trabajo, entonces, ¿qué merece? Un salario. Okay. Here is a question to think through. Aquí es una pregunta a pensar. Si uno gana la salvación por obras, merece un salario. Merece la salvación, entonces. If somebody gains their salvation, Ezekiel and Hadassah, look up here. If somebody gets their salvation by the jobs and the works they do, they are owed their salvation. Entonces será considerado como una deuda. Dios tiene una deuda con la persona, como ya él merece su salvación. It would be as if this, that God would have a debt. Ezekiel, God would need to pay them for what they've done. Elisha and Enoch, how about you come right up here and play quietly, or play quietly there. And Hadassah and Ezekiel, we're going to join up here today. We're going to look up here. We're going to pay attention up here. Look up at the screen, Dasa. Dasa, unless you have your Bible open and you're reading your Bible. Okay. Because this is really important. Yo fui practicando con Bethany esta semana. Esa es parte de la Biblia. Toda la Biblia es así, pero esa es como carne y papas y nieve de fresas también al lado. Todo esto hoy día. Es una parte de la Escritura que es como así. Carne, papas y nieve de fresa también. So to this morning as we study, it is like reading this Dasa in Ezekiel. We are studying something that's like eating meat, or like a hamburger and french fries. And also, you get ice cream on the side. Have you ever thought of words like that? They're like food. La palabra de Dios es como comida. ¿Cómo? Que el otro. Sí. Sí, verdad. Entonces, para preparar hoy por esta comida, so as we think about this food that we're going to eat, let's get ready. Let's make sure the table's ready. So Dasa, is the table ready? What do you need to eat? Meat and potatoes and ice cream. You need some plates, some forks and knives, and maybe some cups of water, and you need some bowls for the ice cream. Vamos a listar la mesa por la comida. Necesitamos platos y vasos y cuchara y cuchillo y todo eso. Y un tazo o un bol por nieve. El contexto es listando la mesa. So to get the table ready is the context. We need the context. En Romanos 3, 27 al 30, tenemos el contexto o la mesa. So we have the context. In Romans 3, 27 through 30. It's like the table. Getting it all ready. Where is the boasting then? Do you know what boasting is, Ezekiel? Look at me. Look what I just did. Look, look, look. I just rode my bike so well I won you. Na, 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 na. The boasting. Where then is the boasting? Yeah, so we're not talking about that being a bad thing. But where then is the boasting? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Can you do, if you can gain salvation by works, then you get a boast. No, but by the law of faith. Wait a second. You mean we don't work to get into heaven? ¿Dónde está pues la jactancia? Ay, ¿dónde puedo orgullarme o no? Queda excluida. ¿Por la cual ley? ¿Por la ley de la de las obras? No, no ganamos la salvación por las obras. Si ganamos así, podemos jactanciarse. Mira a mí. Y yo a veces estoy triste porque escucho tanto gente así diciendo, mírame, tan justo soy por ganar mi salvación por mis obras. Pero escucho aquí, no sino por la ley de la fe. No dice por la ley de las obras, no la ley de la fe. So Ezekiel, you're right. It does not say by law of works. No, no. It says by law of faith. Wow. Sigue conmigo listando la mesa. Let's continue to get the table ready. Therefore, we conclude. So Ezekiel, what's 1 plus 1? 2. Very good. So when it says conclude, that's like the 1 plus 1 equals. So now we're going to give the answer. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified or made righteous by God by faith apart from the deeds of the law. And porque concluimos como el fin del 1 más 1 es 2. Aquí es el fin, que el hombre es justificado por la fe, aparte o separadamente de las obras de la ley. No incluye ningún parte de la ley. Ningún parte de la ley. Not one part of the law. Listando, seguimos listando la mesa aquí, ponemos los cuchillos. Let's get the table, continue to get it ready. Let's put down the knives and forks. Or is he the God of the Jews only? So if the only way for salvation was through the law of Moses, God would be only the God of the Jews. In a sense, that's what it's getting at. Is he not also the God of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. Wow. He's our God too. He's not just the Jewish God. ¿O es Dios de los judíos solamente? Si la salvación solamente es por la ley de Moisés, entonces ya el de ellos nomás. No. No, es también el Dios de los gentiles. Sí, también de los gentiles. Nuestro Dios. Okay, verse 30. Remember, let's get that table ready. Since there is one God, there is one God, not millions, one God, who will justify the circumcised. So here's a really important note. So the circumcised was somebody that actually was starting to do part of the law of Moses. By faith, how are they justified, Ezekiel? Are they made righteous, Dasa? By faith. Look at your Bibles. And the uncircumcision, circumcised, so somebody that's never had a part of the law of Moses, through faith. So those two words are really important. Here we have circumcision and uncircumcision. And what that really meant was the first step of the law of Moses. That's what it meant. It was including men and women. But the point was, is are you part of the law of Moses or you're not part of the law of Moses? Okay. How are they both saved or justified? By faith. Porque en verdad, Dios es uno. No millen, no bastantes dioses, ni tampoco bastantes santos que salvan uno. No. El cual justificará, o como hace el perfecto en sus ojos, de la fe a los circuncisos. El primer paso de la ley de Moisés fue la circuncisión. Y realmente está entonces grupando la gente, sea hombre o mujer, si ha tomado el primer paso de la ley de Moisés. Ellos también, si están bajo la ley de Moisés, o tratado de ser bajo, ellos están justificados por la fe. Recuerdes el contexto de Romanos, gentil y judío. No solamente gentil y no tampoco solamente judío. Ambos. Es importante recordar este contexto. So as we see here, there's a really important context. Gentile and Jew are part of the context. Not just Gentile, not part just Jew. Y por medio de la fe a los incircuncisos. Entonces la gente que han crecido sin ningún parte de la ley de Moisés. Context. The table's almost ready to eat from Dasa. Then we need to put the food down, okay? But the table's not quite ready. La mesa es casi listo. Necesitamos poner la comida. Pero una parte un poquito más. Pensamos en nuestra mente 2,000 años después de la cruz. We think in our mind 2,000 years after the cross. We think the Romans, they must have known about the Jewish law because we know about the Jewish law. Pensamos que los romanos deben conocer la ley de Moisés porque conocemos la ley de Moisés. No. Va conmigo Hechos 15. Let's go to Acts 15. Otra cosa. Another thing. We think over and over, well, they would have had the Bible just like we have the Bible. Ellos tienen la Biblia como nosotros tenemos la Biblia. No. Si uno no crece como judío, ya no tiene ninguna parte. Y también, la cosa muy interesante, muchos de los judíos no tienen probablemente un rollo en su casa, en el sinagogo, sí, o templo, en su casa. Y si tiene algo en el sinagogo, a veces es un parte nomás, Isaías, o el Torah, o la ley, los primeros 5 libros. No tienen todo el Nuevo Testamento, a veces no tienen todo el Antiguo Testamento. So they didn't have everything that we have today. They maybe, even in the synagogue or their church, they would only have the first 5 books of the Old Testament. Maybe they just have the book of Isaiah. They didn't have all the New Testament. Necesitamos volver a su cultura, su contexto. We need to return to their culture and their context. Okay. Okay. Ha sido una pregunta con los hermanos en la iglesia. There was a question, and it caused a big discussion. Here was the question, and certain men. Ezekiel, here you go. Close your eyes and think with me. And certain men came down from Judea. So just imagine them coming down a dusty road. They're coming down, and they taught the brethren, unless you are circumcised according to the law of Moses, you cannot be saved. And algunos que llegaron de Judea enseñaban a los hermanos, si no se circuncidan conforme al rito de Moisés, recuerda el primer paso de la ley, no pueden ser salvos. Okay. Ah, llega una discusión. And then there came a discussion. Therefore, so Ezekiel, can you imagine Paul? Maybe he was an older man. And Barnabas, he was known as the son of encouragement. So these two men are going, and they have this. Therefore, when Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and dispute with them. So here's a fancy word, Elisha. When it said dissension and dispute, they got into a big argument. They got into an argument with words. And they said, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain others of them should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and elders about this question. Entonces, como Pablo y Bernabé tuvieron gran disensión y debate con ellos, y aún gran discusión, una pelea de palabras. Los hermanos determinaron que Pablo y Bernabé y algunos otros de ellos subieron a Jerusalén a los apóstoles y a los ancianos para tratar esta cuestión. ¿Es la salvación para la ley de Moisés, más o menos? Do we get the salvation by the law of Moses? Okay. Voy a decir, no voy a leer todo el capítulo 15, que no tenemos tiempo, pero léelo en casa. We're not going to read all of Acts 15, but read it at home. Ezekiel, sit down and join us. Okay. Vamos. Okay. Vamos a versículo 7. And when there had been much dispute, so this argument kept going. So Ezekiel, have you ever argued with somebody? Pay attention. Peter rose up and said to them, Men and brethren, you know that a good while ago God chose among us that by my mouth the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe. So when God, who knows the heart, acknowledged them by giving them the Holy Spirit just as he did to us. Después de muchos debates, Pedro se levantó y les dijo, Hermanos, ustedes saben que en los primeros días Dios escogió de entre ustedes que por mi boca los gentiles oyeron la palabra del evangelio y creyeron. Dios que conoce el corazón les dio testimonio dándoles el Espíritu Santo al igual que a nosotros. Did they get the Holy Spirit by doing the law? No. They got the Spirit, Holy Spirit by believing the gospel. Ellos recibieron el Espíritu Santo por medio de creer en el Espíritu, en el Evangelio. No por la ley. Okay. Okay, Versículo 19, verse 19. ¿Qué deben hacer los gentiles? Si han creído en Jesucristo por su salvación, ¿deben hacer la ley de Moisés para seguir adelante o para tener la salvación? So what should the Gentiles do? Do they need to do the law of Moses for salvation or to keep going? Verse 19, versículo 19. Therefore I judge that we should not trouble those from among the Gentiles who are turning to God, but that we write to them to abstain from things polluted by idols, from sexual immorality, from things strangled, and from blood. For Moses has throughout many generations those who preached him in every city being read in synagogues every Sabbath. Then it pleased the Senate, apostles and elders with the whole church to send chosen men. Versículo 19 al 21. Por tanto, yo opino que no debemos molestar los que entre los gentiles se convierten a Dios, sino que les escribamos que se abstengan de cosas contaminadas por los ídolos de fornicación, de lo estrangulado y de sangre. Porque Moisés, desde generaciones antiguas, tiene en cada ciudad que lo predica, pues todos los días de reposo leído en los sinagogos. Entonces pareció bien a los apóstoles y los ancianos con toda la iglesia escoger de entre ellos hombres para enviarlos. Entonces así, así el fin. No parte de Moisés. Y más que todo, ellos dijeron que la Moisés, ley de Moisés no trae la salvación. Ha sido predicado por años, pero ya no trae la salvación. So more or less, he was basically saying, they've been preaching Moses for years, but it's not brought to salvation. Vamos a Romanos 4:1, a la carne. Romanos 4:1. Let's go to Romans 4:1. Okay, Ezekiel, Hadassah, Elisha, hold your hands up. Ready? Here's our objective. That righteousness only comes through the grace of God, not because of debt. In other words, we don't make God have to pay us back. So you never work to get your salvation. You don't mow the grass or go to church to earn salvation. Never. I'll tell you. Nuestro objetivo, que justicia solamente viene por medio de la gracia de Dios, no por causa de una deuda. Dios, no merecemos salvación. Okay, so Ezekiel, look at this man with the lock on. You see him? He has a lock. This is every man, woman, and child that has not trusted in Jesus Christ for salvation. They have a lock. They are slaves to sin. How do you open that lock? By doing good works? Do you tell them, oh, do some good works. Break that chain off yourself. Or do you say, somebody else can unlock it for you? Aquí es un hombre con una cadena y una, ¿cómo se llama el lock? Calado. Y todas las personas que no han creído en Cristo están así. Y ellos tienen preguntas por cada uno de nosotros. ¿Cómo puedo abrir mi cadena de pecado? ¿Cómo? Y dice, uno dice, ay, acá quita la cadena por sí mismo. No. Alguien tiene la llave. Él puede hacerlo. Sí. Es importante recordar, sí. Joseph. Sí. Es muy importante. Vamos al punto uno. Let's go to point one. Elisha, how was Abraham justified? We're going to answer that question. How did God make him righteous? ¿Cómo fue Abraham justificado o hecho perfecto en los ojos de Dios? Was Abraham justified by works? He knocked. You need to get back by mom. ¿Fue Abraham justificado por obras? Vamos. Porque Pablo pone las mismas preguntas más o menos. Paul throws out those kind of questions. Romans 4, 1 through 2. What then shall we say that Abraham our father? Recuerdes contexto. Pablo está hablando a los judíos ahorita. nuestro padre Abraham. Los judíos, ellos dicen, hoy tenemos nuestro padre Abraham. Ya somos salvados porque somos hijos de Abraham. Pero Pablo dice, no. Has found according to the flesh. You know, Paul says, Abraham, our blood father, forefather, he's the one that we hold on to. That's what the Jews would do. Has found according to the flesh. What did he find out? For if Abraham was justified by works, he would have something to boast about, but not before God. So Hadassah, if Abraham could say, look at me, God, I got myself into heaven, then he could boast. Now, he couldn't tell God that, but he could boast to all the men and women around the world, knocking, look at me, look at what I did. I did this. Look at me. I saved myself. Entonces, aquí en versículo 1 al 2, ¿qué diremos entonces que halló Abraham, nuestro padre antepasado, según la carne? Como nuestro padre de sangre, como los judíos le gustan decir, nuestro padre Abraham, mira, estamos salvos por él. Pues, y Pablo dice, le pregunta, porque si Abraham fue justificado, o como hecho perfecto, o justo ante Dios, por las obras, tiene de qué jantarse, pero no para con Dios. Abraham puede decir, mira, Sara, yo salvo a mí misma. Mira, hijo Isaac, yo salvo a mí mismo. Ya vamos a encontrar, ya no, nunca dice así. Entonces, vamos a punto 2, o punto B. Let's go on to point B. The belief of Abraham was counted to him for righteousness. Now, this is a really important thing, Ezekiel. Did he save himself? No. He believed in God, and God said, look, look at me, Ezekiel. God said, because you believe, I'm going to take your belief, I'm going to say it's like righteousness. I'm going to take that. I'm going to take that. I'm going to say, that's for righteousness. It's not because he saved himself. No. It's because God saw this and he took it for righteousness. La creencia de Abraham fue contado a él para justicia. Entonces, algunos van a decir, oh, entonces ya él salvó su sí mismo por creencia. No. Dice la sustitución, más o menos, como él, Dios miró su creencia y ya dice, ya, voy a contar esto por justicia. No es justicia, pero voy a contarle como justicia. Ok, vamos en este versículo 3. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Ezekiel, this is found in the law of Moses. Genesis 15:6. The first part of the law of Moses says Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. But they get stuck up in all the commandments. They forget the first part of the law of Moses. Aquí entonces dice sí en versículo 3, porque dice la escritura y creyó Abraham a Dios y le fue contado por justicia. Entonces en la primera parte de la ley de Moisés que los judíos olvidó en Génesis 15:6, Abraham creyó a Dios y le fue contado por justicia. En Génesis 15:6. No fue su obediencia, su fe. Su fe. Y es una gran diferencia, porque obediencia es obra, fe es creencia. Entonces, y una aplicación. Aquí, Ezekiel, here it is again. Now look, he's not looking. But he still has that question. How can I escape? ¿Cómo puedo escapar? How did Abraham escape? ¿Cómo escapa Abraham? Por su creencia en Dios. Su creencia en Dios. He escaped by his belief in God. Vamos a punto dos. Let's go into point two. He who works. Okay. This is going to. So, Ezekiel, so you like math, right? So if I was to say, what does 1 plus 1 times 5 times 2 plus 1 equals? You're like, oh, now we have that. We're going to see a discussion like that. Ready? Follow along. Pay attention. Vamos a tener una discusión como más 1 más 1 por 2, 3, etc. Y poco complicado, pero una discusión que es bueno. Sigue conmigo. Follow with me. He who works and he who does not work in relation with righteousness. el quien trabaja y no trabaja en relación con la justicia. Punto A. Let's go to point A. He who works righteousness is not... He who works, his righteousness is not according to grace, then, but debt. El quien trabaja, su justicia no es según gracia, entonces, pero deuda. Okay. Verse 4. Hey, Enoch, this is a really complicated part to explain. Ezekiel and Elisha, come sit down. Actually, I need your help, Ezekiel. Come here. Come here first. Now to him who works. Okay, Elisha, I need your help too. Bring me a cookie. Quickly. I need a cookie. Okay. I'm going to give you an odd illustration. Stand here. Both of you right here. Okay. Ezekiel, do something. Just act like you're working, okay? No. You do something. You don't. Just stand there. Stand there like this. Work hard, Zeke. Now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. So if I was to give Ezekiel this cookie, I'd have to say, Ezekiel, because you've worked so hard, here's your cookie. But for Elisha, could you say you worked really hard for the cookie? Okay, let's read the next part. But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. So Ezekiel, you worked hard. You could tell me, well, look, I worked hard. I get that. But you know what God says? Your work doesn't get you into heaven. And you could say, but I believe, God, that you can get me into heaven. And he said, yes. Okay. Now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace. So what is grace, Dasa? It is getting what you don't deserve. If you work, you deserve your wage. So it's like telling God, anybody that is trying to work their way into heaven, they are telling God, you owe me. Anybody that is working their way into heaven, they are telling God, you owe me. Take some time and think about that. They are telling God, you owe me. God never said that would happen. Ahora bien, el que trabaja, el salario no se le cuenta como favor, sino como deuda. Entonces, cualquier persona quien está tratando hacer buenas obras, hacer esto, a ir a la iglesia, trabajar, dar diezmo, pagar el sacrificio, etcétera, etcétera, etcétera. Están diciendo a Dios, deuda, dámelo. Deuda, dámelo. Darme la salvación. Yo merece. Verse 5. Okay, Ezekiel, Elisha, listen here. This is, pay attention. But to him or her who does not work. Now, this is talking about salvation. But believes on him, believes on God, who justifies or makes him righteous, the ungodly. So does he say you have to be a perfect person? No. He says, I'm going to make you that person. His faith is accounted for righteousness. Pero el que no trabaja, pero cree. No trabaja, pero cree en aquel como un Dios. Jesucristo, que justifica el impío. No dice justifica la buena persona. No dice justifica la persona perfecta. Dice justifica el impío. Su fe se le cuenta por justicia. Su fe se le cuenta por justicia. Y la justicia es como la perfección de Dios. Entonces Dios toma una persona impío y dice, voy a ver usted como perfecto. Más o menos. Uh-huh. Exacto. Y es muy Sí, exacto. Entonces, toda la Biblia fue así. La tristeza es como creyentes tratamos todavía a merecer nuestra salvación por la, haciendo la ley. Porque usted ha dicho, este hombre va a ser en el reino y no fue fruto. Y esa es la cosa. Esa es la cosa. Sí, un creyente tiene responsabilidad, no por la salvación, ni tampoco por guardar la salvación. Pero sí debe tener fruto, pero no para indicar que son salvos. Muchas veces tenemos ese dicho. Es testimonio a los demás. Debe ser resultado, pero no indica. Porque hay mucha gente con falsas obras que son no creyentes. Pero seguimos aquí. Sí, es importante pensar en esto. Entonces vamos con punto B. Es muy importante, hermana. Gracias. Es muy importante pensar en esto. He who does not work his faith is counted for righteousness. Oh, we've talked about this. El que no trabaja su fe es contado por justicia. Hemos platicado sobre esto. Okay, vamos adelante. And also the important thing here is we're talking about how is salvation gained. También la cosa importante es Pablo, el contexto. Pablo es hablando a gentil y judío sobre la salvación. No tanto la vida después, más la salvación. Ok. Ahorita, él va a hablar de la vida después. Now he's going to talk about life after salvation. En un poco contexto. Pero una aplicación, by way of application, remember, Ezekiel, Elisha, say with me, that righteousness only comes through the grace of God, not because of a debt. La justicia solamente viene por la gracia de Dios, no porque causa de una deuda. Okay, vamos a punto tres. Let's go on to point three. The word of David about the blessing of God. Las palabras de David sobre la bendición de Dios. Letra A. Let's get into letter A. God accounts righteousness apart from works. Dios cuenta justicia separadamente de obras. Ezekiel, come sit up in the front row with your Bible. Come quickly. Front row with your Bible. Just as David also described. So here we go, Ezekiel. We're going to listen to King David. Remember the young boy that helped slay Goliath? Listen to what he says. Just as David also describes the blessedness or having a blessed life. So what would be a good way to put this? The word blessed, do you use that word, Ezekiel? Things went well in this part of his life. A prosperous life, or life is good in this way. It says this, of the man to whom God imputes righteousness, or gives him righteousness, apart from works. God doesn't say, look at you and all your work you've done, you deserve righteousness. He says, look at you and all your sin, but because you believe in me, here's righteousness. He said, so when you hear the word righteousness, God sees him as right. He doesn't see him as sinner. He sees him as godly. Or he sees him right. Como también David habla de la bendición. Como una vida bendito. O como un bienaventurado es el hombre. Que viene sobre el hombre o mujer a quien Dios atribuye justicia aparte de las obras. Entonces no tienen ningún parte con las obras. Están separados. Entonces ya recibe justicia. Ok, vamos a versículos 7 y 8. Let's go to verses 7 and 8. So, the blessing of a man who his transgressions are forgiven. Ricky, does it hurt when you feel guilty? Sometimes, kind of like the fan the other day, that hurt, huh? And it hurt your heart, huh? You knew you'd done something wrong and it hurt. And it stayed there and it hurt. But you know what? You're forgiven. First off, you're forgiven with God when you trusted in Him. And then secondly, as you talked and you asked for forgiveness, that's with man. But just as... Okay, let's go on to verse 7. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven. So Ezekiel, when it says lawless deeds, that means taking the 613 commandments and rites and all that, and they're forgiven. That man's blessed. He has a precious life. He's been blessed, and whose sins are covered. Now, David wrote this before Jesus died on the cross. Now we get to say our sins are forgiven. They were paid for at the cross. David was looking to the cross. En punto B aquí, las bendiciones de un hombre que sus transgresiones están perdonadas. Una transgresión o un pecado es otro. Duele mucho. Pero piense conmigo, una persona que no está perdonada tiene una vida sin esperanza. Está muy triste. Y a veces pensamos, oh, nuestra amiga o amigo, ¿por qué no son felices? ¿Por qué tienen una cara sin esperanza? Muchas veces es porque no tienen esperanza. No son creyentes en Jesucristo. Entonces dice, bienaventurados aquellos cuyas iniquidades han sido perdonadas y cuyos pecados han sido cubiertos. Una cosita de teología aquí, en versículo 7, cuando dice cubierto, David está esperando a Jesucristo. En el tiempo de David, Jesús no murió. Entonces, cada año, su pecado está cubierto con la sangre de un cordero, esperando a Jesús. Nosotros miramos atrás a Jesús y dice, ah, somos perdonados. Ya está pagado. La cuenta es cancelado, no hay más deuda. Versículo 8, let's go to verse 8. Here we go. Once again. It's like he wants us to know this. Blessed is the man. Wow, listen carefully, Ezekiel. To whom the Lord shall not impute sin. Or in other words, blessed are you, Ezekiel, since the day you trusted in Jesus Christ, your sin will never, ever, ever be counted against you. You need to deal with it among men. But God says, Ezekiel, I see that he believed in Jesus, so I give him righteousness. Now, yeah, you will sin on this earth while you're alive. But God does not say, oh, Ezekiel, you remember that fan? Yeah, you can't go to heaven because of that. No, he said, no. I see you believed in Jesus. Okay. That's all he sees. He doesn't come back and look at Ezekiel, you're guilty. Look at what you did. No, he says, I see you believed in Jesus. Look at that. No, I see you believe in Jesus. That's what he does. En esa segunda parte, entonces la primera parte de la bendición es, ok, mira versículo 8, bienaventurado el hombre o mujer cuyo pecado, toma paz con esto, piensa, cuyo pecado el Señor no tomará en cuenta. Entonces, cuando usted creyó en Jesucristo, Dios dice, ya, justicia. Pero 5 años después ya ha hecho un pecado. Probablemente muchos entre eso. Dios no dice, mire ese pecado, usted ya. No dice, ah, ha visto que usted ha creído en Cristo. Ya tiene la salvación, ya bien. Tiene en mi justicia. Oh, pero otro pecado. Ha visto que usted ha creído en Cristo. La persona que le gusta atraer los pecados del superface es Satanás. Quiere causar daño a nosotros. No Dios. Él nos ama y quiere nosotros crecer, pero Satanás quiere dañarnos. So in Ezekiel, so when you in Hadassah, when you feel yourself getting guilty, remember that you're forgiven in Jesus. Deal with your sin among men. But also remember, Satan loves to make you feel guilty. He loves that. Because if he can destroy you, he can't take away your salvation, but he can take away your testimony. Satanás quiere destruirnos. No puede quitar la salvación, pero puede quitar el testimonio. Okay. Punto la aplicación. Ezekiel, here you go. So what would you tell this man? Ezekiel, what would you tell him? Do you give him justice? Sorry, can you make him... How does he get righteous? How does he get his chain broken? By works or by faith? By faith. ¿Qué podemos decir a este hombre? ¿Que quita la cadena por las obras? Por la fe. Okay. Vamos a orar. Our Father in heaven, thank you for today. Dios, gracias para hoy. God, we thank you for your word. Dios, gracias por su palabra. También oramos por hermana Betsabe. Ayúdale su cuerpo con los dolores. God, we just pray for our sister Betsabe and the pain in her body. Help her to heal. Gracias por su amor, Dios. Thank you for your love, God. Thank you for your precious scripture. Gracias por la escritura preciosa. En nombre de Jesucristo, name of Jesus Christ, amen.